So Byron Katie, for those of you who have not had the wonderful experience of getting to be with her, is the founder of The Work. She has one job, and it's to teach people how to end their own suffering. And when Katie appears, lives change, and as she guides people through her simple and powerful processes of inquiry called The Work, they find again and again that their stressful beliefs about life, other people, or themselves radically shift. And through this process, anyone can learn to identify and question the thoughts that cause them pain. Katie not only teaches that all the problems in the world originate in our thinking, she gives us a tool to open our minds and set ourselves free. It has been her heart's desire and tireless privilege to work with hundreds of thousands of people at free public events and prisons, hospitals, churches, corporations, universities, and schools. Participants at her weekend intensives and her unparalleled 9-day school for The Work report profound experiences and lasting transformations. Katie's events are riveting to watch, the Times of London reported. Eckhart Tolle calls The Work a blessing for our planet, and Time magazine named Katie a spiritual innovator for the new millennium. Byron Katie is the author of the best-selling books Loving What Is and I Need Your Love, Is That True? Her new book, A Thousand Names for Joy, Living in Harmony with the Way Things Are, will be published in February. On her website, www.thework.com, again, www.thework.com, you will find her blog, her schedule, a network of facilitators, a free hotline, audio and video clips, articles, and basic information about Katie and The Work, including free materials to download, And just one other thing, and that I was thinking, Katie, so much about you and these last days, knowing that we were having this time together, that I just wanted to share with everyone that I had the wonderful opportunity to travel in the last years over throughout India, Nepal, and interview many, many saints and gurus. And I say it at every place I can that the person who's touched me the deepest is Byron Katie. And I would just say that, Katie, thank you so much because you've truly changed my life. You're the reason why Chris and I, and for those of you that don't know, Chris Atwood is who's on the line with us today and who's my business partner and best friend, used to be my husband, and the reason why we're best friends and business partners has everything to do with The Work. And, Katie, thank you so much.
Jenny, you're so welcome. I just, you know what I love about The Work is it takes us to our own wisdom. It's like it directly takes us to that. You know, for my part, you're so welcome. It's been such a joy to have you in my life, you and Chris.
Oh, thank you, Katie. So, Katie, will you explain to everyone what the process you teach called The Work is?
Yes, it's 4 questions and a turnaround, and that's about it. The first question is it true? And we identify, The Work is a way to identify and question the beliefs that cause all the problems in the world, the thoughts inside of us that are causing all the problems in the world. And I've come to see there are no new thoughts, no new stressful thoughts, so we're stuck in our thinking for generations and generations. So let's say we isolate a thought that's bothering us, and right now I invite everyone to find a stressful thought, to just find a stressful thought, maybe around the holidays or something about your life that's stressful, maybe a relationship you're in or not in. So the first question, when you identify that stressful thought, you put it up against these 4 questions and turn it around. So the first question is it true? For example, if I have the thought, life isn't fair, or I should have a younger body, or any stressful thought, a thought that's stressful for you. First question, is it true? The second question is, can you absolutely know that it's true? And this work is meditation, so I invite all of you that are participating in this to really, you know that later you can drop in and be still and wait for the answers that live inside of you, that wisdom that no one has more than another. We all have equal wisdom. The third question, how do you react when you believe that thought? What happens? What happens to you, to your body, to the world? Is this where addictions kick in? What happens? How do you affect the people around you? How do you react when you believe that thought? What happens? And then the fourth question, who or what would you be without that thought? Who would you be without that thought? And then I invite people to turn it around. For example, if I were working with life isn't fair, the opposite would be life is fair. And then it would be my job to just be still and find three examples of where life is not only fair, but more than fair. And another turnaround might be, I'm not fair. And then that would allow me time to, or I would give myself time to find three examples where I have not been fair in my life, maybe to family members, maybe in a business transaction, maybe toward myself in my own life. And so that's the work. Four questions and a turnaround. It's meditation. It takes you into you. It's a direct path. And there's nothing more powerful than tapping into your own wisdom.
Katie, how did you discover the work?
Well, you know, actually, Jenny, as you know, I was lying on a floor, and because I was so confused, my self-esteem was so low, I didn't believe I deserved a bed to sleep in. So night after night, I would sleep on the floor. And one morning, actually, a cockroach crawled over my foot. And every time I tell that, I have to laugh. And it's like, what is that? But it crawled over my foot, and I opened my eyes. And after all those, you know, more than a decade of depression and actually, you know, great confusion and agoraphobia, paranoia, and clinical depression. But I opened my eyes, and in place of all that darkness was a joy I can't describe. And there's just no way to describe it. But what I saw in that moment is that when I believed my thoughts, I suffered. But when I questioned my thoughts, I didn't suffer. And I've come to see that that's true for every human being. And I love that everyone who does this work finds freedom from those stressful thoughts that are ruining our life. As long as we believe what we think, our life, it appears to change, and then it goes right back because we believe, excuse me, we're believing what we're thinking. And if everyone questioned their thoughts, their negative belief system, it's not possible to fight. It's the end of war, and we all deserve that, because when we're not fighting, when we're not mentally at war with reality, all the options, and there are unlimited options, but all the options we need in the moment for our life are right here, right now, and they're visible. They're clear. They're absolutely clear. No mistake. It's a wonderful way to live.
So, I love the line that you've said, all terrorism exists in the mind.
Mm-hmm. And then I like to say, but only all of it. Totally, 100%, all of it. All terror exists in the mind. So if we take that terror, we identify the thoughts causing that terror, then and write it down and we question it, that's the end of terror. So what that means to people is that there's no limit to their life and what they can do. There's no longer an excuse for not doing what we know to be right. The work is the end of the war in our heads. It's the end of our fear about life, and we move forward, and it's effortless.
So, Katie, would it be okay? We have Ted Cutler on the line, who filled out one of your worksheets. If you would take him through it and then explain the process as he goes through it.
Okay. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Are you familiar with the work?
Somewhat. And I just got the worksheet, and I didn't, my For me, it's not so much about a person that I can identify at this point. It's more about self-esteem and thoughts, just kind of these habitual thoughts that generate this sadness and this paralysis and this, like, fear.
Yeah. Okay, so, sweetheart, read the worksheet. And for those of you that aren't aware of it, on at thework.com, this worksheet is available at no charge, and you just download it, and it helps you identify some of these thoughts and situations. So, Ted, honey, what did you write?
Well, I wrote down, I feel sad because I don't feel like I'm good enough.
Okay, so honey, let's look at that. And you know, I'm not good enough. If we were in front of a live audience today and I ask how many of you have never had that thought, no hand would go up. And that's why I mean, that's what I mean by there are no new stressful thoughts in the world. So they're not personal. That thought belongs to every human being. And we believe it. We believe it. There are times in our life when we believe it. And so I like to enlighten you. And only you can do that. So I'm going to guide you through it. So you're not good enough, Ted. Is that true?
Probably not.
Well, probably doesn't get it. You deserve more than that.
No, it's not true.
Okay, and where did the no come from? The reason I'm asking is I'm just curious. How did you conclude that? You know, when you're depressed, you believe it.
Yes.
And what happens when you believe that thought, I'm not good enough?
Very contractive energies.
Yeah, and paralyzed. And what does that feel like? You know, go into your physical feelings. You think the thought, I'm not good enough, and I invite all of you listening to close your eyes and experience this. What happens to your life when that thought hits you and you believe it? You know, what images do you see in your head? You know, we're on the third question. How do you react when you believe the thought, I'm not good enough? So describe it, Ted. Continue to describe it.
Okay, so how do I react when I...
Yeah, with your eyes closed. With your eyes closed, tell us about the feelings in your body, where you feel them, about the images in your head, what happens to you when you interact with people that way in your world.
Yeah, my heart feels contractive and like a pain in the center. And it's almost like the energy kind of drains out of my head, and I just feel kind of cold and brittle.
Yeah, and no wonder. Look at the images that happen when you think the thought, I'm not good enough. Do you see images of you comparing you with other people? Do you see images of you being a failure as an old man? Do you see images of where you believe you have failed? Look at the images.
Yeah, memories
of thought, I'm not good enough.
Being made fun of and biting comments from others.
Okay, so that's the mind's job. You think the thought, I'm not good enough, and then the mind begins to do its job. It begins to give you all the proof. And then as those images happen and those feelings happen, you become, you know, everything you've described happens. That's how you feel bad. It's not that you're not good enough. You're experiencing all those images and feelings. And those images show you a picture of the past. And eventually they'll show you a picture of the future, all proving you're not good enough, all the proof. That's the only way we can believe what we think, is the mind just runs with its proof. Mind is everything. It gives you your world. And it's only the truth that sets it free. So, sweetheart, let's move to the fourth question. I invite you to close your eyes and look at your life exactly the way you've lived it. trying to answer this question. Who would you be living the same life? Who would you be without that thought? Watch. Watch you maybe having breakfast. Watch you maybe driving the car. Watch you without the thought, I'm not good enough. Look at your world without that thought.
Would be what I'd want.
Yeah. Same.
I would be serene and in the present, and I would accept myself and not compare myself. It's like it just takes a little spark, and I'm in that thought, and then there's that flood of the avalanche of thoughts that are like a helix down, like a downward helix.
Yeah, so it's the thought that is, you know, it's when we believe the thought that our life just, it appears to fall apart.
Yes.
And without the thought, we're doing really well.
Yes.
So, sweetheart, let's turn the thought around. I'm not good enough. What is the opposite of that?
I am good enough.
Yeah. Now, give me an example of where that's true. And this is genuine work. This isn't, you know, this is where we step out of denial. So give me an example where you are good enough.
You mean like something I do or an activity or?
Come up with it. Like something that you really, you feel you're genuinely good enough. It might be one of those, both of those. It might be math. It might be loving people. It might, what, one example of.
I have a capacity for being kind and compassionate.
Oh my goodness. So just experience that. Honey, I think that's what everyone wants to live.
Yeah.
So, you know,
that's
if you're
my heart opens in that.
Yeah, if you're good enough in one area, you've got the best area.
Oh.
That means that wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you have an opportunity to give that. And when we give it in that moment, we receive it. But to be aware of yourself, that's your strong suit. That's what you're good at.
Oh, that's all you need, isn't it?
Oh, honey, that's my whole world. That's what I'm about. What is kind? I don't much care about anything else.
So you when you find this beautiful place.
No, a beautiful reality.
And you leave it, then you do the work to get back, and eventually this becomes your world rather than that.
Well, yeah. Then the next time you have the thought, I'm not good enough, you might smile. And I mean, there's no place for the mind to give you the other stuff because it's busy proving where you are good enough.
Right.
It
throw it a bone to chew on, and it does its little mind thing.
And it loves what's true. It outshines everything. It doesn't. You know, feelings allow you to understand that you're believing something that's not true for you, something that's going against your heart and your well-being.
They're like a signal,
that's
like a warning.
Right. Feelings are a signal. Yeah. And when you're feeling balanced, you're feeling love, you're feeling wonderful, you don't need to work on those because that's where you are of right mind.
That's the nature of the universe.
That's the nature of the universe.
Never new bliss.
Yes, Einstein said there's only one important question to answer, and that is the universe friendly?
Uh-huh.
That's it. So what happens when we do this work is we come to understand with every cell of our being that the universe is kind, and it's not just a feel-good thought. And people that understand that the universe is kind don't need this work. It's done. Because when they use it, when they lose two arms, they celebrate. They go, wow. You know, what am I to do from here? This is exciting. when they can't walk, when they lose, when they're blind, it just doesn't matter. They lose their money. It just doesn't matter. I mean, it's the universe is kind, and the mind immediately understands why that is true. Because the mind is awake to its own true nature. And that's loving what is. That's loving what is. Other than, you know, anything less than that, God is a sadist.
And, right.
And that's not what I've come to understand. Like
that's
we're under some kind of microscope here being tortured. And I've come to see that that's nothing more than believing a stressful thought. Okay, now, sweetheart, we're not done yet, because the mind is, it's amazing. So let's find another example of where you are good enough. This is meditation. And we're not messing around. This is not about positive affirmations. They work until you get the parking ticket. This is the real deal. Where genuinely are you good enough? In life, so just be still and watch. Look at your morning. Where were you good enough this morning?
Well, I try to take care of my form.
Okay, and drop try.
I actually do, because I know a thing or two about it's like the owner's manual, and I get rest and sleep and I meditate and I try to eat the right things to keep grounded and balanced.
Okay, so see that's oh my gosh. You know, I think the biggest sales of things in the world are like books on health.
Yeah.
And you've got it down. That's very radical. You're loving, that's what you do really well. You care about you care about people and kindness, and you've got this body thing down.
Well, thank you. It's a work in progress, but I'm definitely making progress. That's what I could say. I make progress. I know that I make progress, and I'm interested in refining my consciousness and everything that goes with it.
Okay, so that's what you
do
really well.
I do that.
That's where you're good enough. You actually
Absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
That's unfailing.
Every day.
Every day.
My main thing that my main desire, because it gets me to places like where I'm talking with you on the phone.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and the
like,
same for me.
This is like giant.
Yeah. Okay, so that's, you know, people get depressed and they don't have the ability to even know what to do.
Right.
And you know how to progress and how to move forward and how to take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you, okay, so now I would like to know specifically where you were good enough this morning. Like,
I got enough sleep.
Okay, you see, that's fabulous. That's fabulous.
I did. I feel rested.
Yeah. Okay, honey, so you're not good enough, is that true?
No.
Okay, so, you know, it's the truth that sets us free.
Yeah.
And if I have the thought I'm not good enough, and I believe that, I'm in denial.
Yeah.
And it is, and denial is very painful.
Yeah.
So it's my job to wake me up, no matter what I have to do, to sit with the truth within me. That is kind. That is progress. That is health.
Yeah.
And honey, good for you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And some of you may have noticed I didn't ask Ted the second question. I moved straight from the first to the third. with that second question, you know, I'm not good enough. Can I absolutely know that it's true? When you sit in that, it's like, good enough for what? You know, when you sit in that, can I absolutely know that it's true? You know, good enough for what? You know, what is it we're aspiring to be? It's like, let's say I'm aspiring to be the most important person in the world. Oh, my goodness. You know, like, it assumes that I'm not number one. And all kinds of things open in that second question. Can I absolutely know that it's true? I'm not good enough. And where my mind went with this the first time that I walked myself through it, Ted, was, you know, I came to see that I am good enough to be right here, right now, being me. Woman sitting in chair talking to friend. Now, I am not supposed to be any better than that, right here, right now. That's my job. It's a perfect world. There's no mistake in the world. So someone's got to be me. And no one can do that as well as I can. No one can be you better than you can.
Yeah.
No mistake. I am supposed to have these hands, this hair, I'm supposed to weigh this much, I'm supposed to be this age, right here, right now, that's my job. Am I good enough to do it? Yes. And I do it happily because my mind is clear.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Be you?
No.
And people aspire to be like other people. Well, how is that possible? And so the mind really has us in a trap. We're deluded.
Yeah.
And the more I love being me, the more options available to me right here, right now. And you know that to be true. If you know, I can hear that as I hear you describe who you really are.
Yeah.
What else did you write?
About
anything else?
Oh, that's what I had.
Okay. Well, honey, you know, that's a wonderful concept to sit with. You know, the negative concepts become our joy.
Yeah.
And there's one I do on that. It's on the worksheet and described on my website and in Loving What Is, but. But, honey, it's like you could have the thought again, I'm not good enough, and it brings stress into your life. It shows you that you need to sit in it and bring yourself back to sanity, back to reality, back to your true nature. So it would be like, I don't ever want to feel not good enough again. So, like you say, you're a work in progress.
Thank you. Now, is it like if you get really upset and you're feeling a really strong feeling like sadness, is it good to sit still and identify where that feeling is?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
The thoughts behind it, because then you can question them? Is that does the feelings point out the thoughts that you can examine?
You've got it. That's
okay.
It.
So
that's,
next
that's
time
the
I'm
work.
Feeling a strong feeling, I sit still and work. Maybe I don't. It's usually for me in my heart.
Yeah.
And then I can find the thoughts, write them down, and do the work with them.
You've got it. You've got it.
Clear. So the next time, this habitual sort of it's a emotional thought cycle, and they build on each other, and then they attract all this other stuff. It's like a computer gone wild.
Yeah, as you've seen, it's the mind trying to keep its identity as a you.
Yeah, and it's like a fractal. And when we were doing that, it just seemed so clear. I was able to witness this. It's a wondrous thing. It's as big as the whole universe, and no wonder people feel that crushing weight of contraction because there's a lot to a lot of
Yeah, the mind will give you all the proof in the world
so
you can continue to believe that thought. And,
yeah.
you know, it has to because the thought's not true. How else can you believe it?
Yeah.
So, yes, when you feel that those feelings, you know, in your heart, just sit down, take time out, and witness the story you're in.
Yeah.
And then put it on paper.
Yeah.
And question those concepts, walking them through the four questions and turn around until finally, Ted, it's like some kind you have brought you some kind of miracle because you begin to love everything you think. Same thoughts, different world. Like you have the thought, I'm not good enough, and you laugh just like that.
Well, you've distilled this to such an essence. It's just like a shimmeringly beautiful process. That has come to you and through you.
Experience. You know, I call it checkmate for the mind. And I call it things like mental yoga, and I call it things like surgery, mental surgery. And it truly is. And
yeah.
It's up to each of us to take responsibility for our own thinking and set us free, because no one can do it but us.
Right.
And when we take responsibility for what we're thinking, then it's not possible to be angry at God or the world or another human being or ourselves ever again. So it's like I'm willing to feel like I'm not good enough. I look forward to feeling like I'm not good enough, because that shows me where I am still deluded and insane, and it gives me the opportunity to pick up those pieces that are still left, put them on paper, and straighten myself out. This is the ticket to self-love, honey.
Yeah.
And you know how we want people to love us. Well, if I can't love us, how can I expect them to?
It's true. I was in an amazingly contractive place for a couple of days, and no one called or emailed hardly. And then when I got expansive again, I was getting calls and emails again.
Mm-hmm.
So the world is as I am.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the mind, the mind projects the world. So as long as you believe your stressful thoughts, look at the world you're projecting. It's like there's no one out there, honey. It's just you. That speck in the universe, it's you. And everything is born out of it. And everything is born there and dies there, all of it. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Katie,
you're a wonder, and it's a privilege to
spend
time with you. Yeah, Jenny, hi.
Hi, Katie. A number of our listeners on these calls had sent in some questions, and I wanted to just see if we could go over a couple of them.
Good.
Here's the first one. How can one overcome the challenges of not having enough money to pursue one's dream?
Well, you know, I've questioned the thought I don't have enough money. And I've come to see that everyone has enough money to be who we are right here, right now. We don't have too much. We don't have too little. Everyone has the perfect amount. And the thought, I need more money, or I don't have enough money, that's terrifying, because the mind immediately begins to go into a future. And I say, if you want fear and terror on purpose, get a future. You know, it's like right here, right now is where the mind is creative when it's not fearful. So how do I react when I think the thought, I don't have enough money? My goodness, I invite everyone to look at the images that come forward and to feel the feelings that come with that.
The next one was, how can one get rid of addictions, whatever they may be, food, drugs, destructive behavior, etc.?
To, to work with their head, to work with their thoughts. It's like on I don't have enough money. How do I react when I believe that thought? You know, the images start to happen. I feel terrified. This is what it used to be like. This was a big one for me. I feel terrified, and immediately I would go to the refrigerator and I would light my cigarette on the way, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If my children were in my way, I would look at them and my mind would wonder how I was going to get them to college, and the fear would happen again, and they'd say, "Hi, Mom," and I might snap at them because that's how I react when I believe the thought. So it's all, you know, as long as we believe our stressful thoughts, we're immature children. We are actually believing what's not true, and addictions kick in because we don't know what else to do. Some people take guns and blow their heads off because they can't deal with the mind. And some people live other kinds of hell, you know, like so that's how addictions kick in. We believe our stressful thoughts and boom. And also, you know, some of us, you know, we're just, our hard drives are off and need to be looked at, because it's hard to, it's like the thoughts are just fired at us. They come so quickly. So this work slows it down. So again, it's meditation. So if we did that, Jenny, then the addictions, people in the work, I've heard them say things like, I did the work and smoking quit me. Or I did the work and I lost weight. You know, it wasn't my plan. It's just that things are quitting me. Old patterns are quitting me. Because every time we question what we believe, we come out as kinder human beings, saner human beings, and our needs radically change.
The next question, Katie, is, and it's so great to just, thank you, Katie.
You're welcome, honey.
How do I overcome the illusions of life that drag me down? How do I access my higher self to guide me through life's challenges with courage, insight, and fortitude so I don't give up?
Well, that's simple. You question your thoughts about life. Life is not the problem. Life is perfect. It is perfect. There's nothing imperfect about it. But the thoughts we superimpose upon life, that's the problem. That's hell. That is confusion. That is where we murder. That is where we lie, we steal, we cheat. It's where we become, and then hate ourselves for it. That is confusion. So you know, we question what we believe, and life changes. That's just how it is. And what actually happens is we question what we believe, and we step into reality. Anyone that is depressed is simply believing their stressful thoughts. That's it, folks. That's all the end. And who's responsible for waking me up if I'm depressed? Well, that would be me. Everything else is just a feel-good, and the mind will overcome it as long as it believes what it thinks. It will override anything good that happens because the mind's job is to be right. And until it's out of denial, it's trying to prove that it's right and it's wrong. And the way that you can know it's wrong is you're depressed, or you're fully in your addictions. They'll let you know. Those are feelings. Feelings are the effect of addictions, and mind is cause. It is original cause. Feelings are an effect. Life is an effect of mind.
The next question, Katie, is, how do you let go when it involves painful emotions in a marriage?
Well, you don't. Mind shifts and goes on to something else, and you get a break. And some of us, you know, we get so caught up in it, we don't get much of a break. And so you know, you question what you believe, and it stops that cycle. And then the next one arises for you to work on. And then eventually you're looking forward to it. I'm willing to. I look forward to. And, you know, it's like looking forward to the worst nightmare that could ever happen with your arms wide open, a smile on your face, because there's nothing that can, there's nothing more powerful than love. There's nothing more powerful than truth. And it's within you. And you use these questions for a while, and it becomes the most natural, wonderful, alive thing that exists in the mind that balances everything. The work, if you do it for a while, it wakes up inside of you, and it'll counteract these thoughts if you stay with it. And everyone doesn't. When our life is working, we don't think, it's like some of you, if you're really serious about freedom, will just stay with this. And some others, you'll get your life squared away with it, and that'll be enough for you. But those of you interested in self-realization and absolute total freedom, you know, I really welcome you to the work. Because the mind is everything. And when we're not working on the mind, we're not making the progress that some of us would like to make, like Ted. And, you can be financially absolutely secure and physically absolutely secure. You know, you can have all that going for you, and it's not enough. The mind will rip the beauty of your life and show you something else until it's clear.
Thank you, Katie. And then last question, actually we have two more. One is serving other people the most important kind of work we can do to live a fulfilled life?
Well, it is for me, because I could say a lot about it, like you are me. And not to give to you, if you need help, it's like not to give to you is like cutting my own life short. And I don't know, giving is, what I love about giving, Jenny, is in the moment I give it, I've got it. It's like that experience of giving generously and honestly with a clear, loving mind. In the moment we give it, that experience we get is everything. It shows us our true selves back. And then if someone says thank you, you know, when someone says, Katie, thank you, I always thank me, because I'm following the simple directions in life. So someone says thank you, I thank me. And then, you know, I'm so grateful to them for reminding me that what a kind, loving, caring person I am, like Ted. I love that about me. It's an amazing thing. And then when someone does something kind to me, I think, oh, how wonderful for them. They really know the key to life. And also, Jenny, I'd like to say that knowing you is to know one of the most generous people that I've ever encountered.
That's Katie. You know, how do you know when a decision you want to make is right?
Well, for me, it doesn't matter what decision I make. If I turn left, the worst that can happen is an unquestioned thought. If I turn right, the worst that can happen is an unquestioned thought. And if I stay still and do nothing, the worst that can happen is an unquestioned thought. So, again, life, you cannot do it wrong. It's not possible. There's no mistake in the universe. You look at the past and you learn from it. It gives you everything you need to live out of this moment now and to be a fabulous human being. And you know, honey, I don't even remember the question anymore.
How do you know when a decision you want to make is right?
You can't make a wrong decision. You absolutely cannot. The mind will lead you to believe that you have or haven't. And in fact, you know, I invite everyone to look at, you know, it's like if I it's like there's a cup of tea beside me and I have the thought I'm going to have a drink of tea and I do it and then I say I did it. You know, to me, that is the joke of the universe. It's like, do I have to take credit for everything? I have come to see that there is something doing me way beyond what I believe and doing all of us way beyond what we can understand. And the rest is simply a story, no more, no less. So if I don't love life and I don't love me, and or I could say, all of you listening to this, if you don't love life and you don't love you, you don't love the world, then welcome to the work. And actually, Jenny, our website is so wonderful. Anyone that wants to experience the work one-on-one can call the hotline on at thework.com. And it's a no-charge service, and you don't even have to use your name or your city or anything. And those facilitators, they're like Ted and Jenny and Chris, are just absolutely just there to assist your wonderful life.
And Katie, I just wanted to add for everyone, and that again is www.thework.org. Is that, Katie, will you just talk a little about the School for the Work and also the New Year's Cleanse? Are there still openings for the New Year's Cleanse?
Yeah, gosh, we wouldn't turn anyone away. We would. We've had the New Year's Cleanse where we make room, but it's a wonderful way, it's a mental cleanse. And we invite everyone to come start the New Year's clean. And then the 9-day school is extremely amazing. It's 9 days, and I'm there every day, all day. We start from early morning, and we go till late at night. And it's nonstop stepping into your head and coming out the other side and from a place of joy that's indescribable. What I love about it is when people leave the school, their lives have not only changed, but it continues, because you know we believe what we think, and when we don't, we can't make ourselves believe the old way again, because the truth is that powerful. But the 9-day school, we work on relationships. We work on the body. We work on fear and terror. We work on death. We work on sexuality. Oh my goodness.
About everything, Katie, because I just want to share with everyone who's on the phone that both Chris Atwood and myself are facilitators of the work of Byron Katie. And Katie, I tell everyone, if a person wants to really know who you are and really have that experience of being able to have the deepest experience of self-inquiry, the School for the Work, I recommend it everywhere I go. It's the very best place to really drop into you, and you have Katie there to guide you, which is like about as good as it is as good as it gets. So I can't speak enough about the School for the Work for all of you that want to really, really drop in. This is the place to really drop in.
And you know, there's nothing like it in the world. There's no place where we can go and live out the kind of absolutely just unconditional love every single moment. It's incredible. It's a way of stepping into the world where there's no way to do it wrong. And not only that, you get to see it over and over and over and over and over until you're sane, until you have your feet on the ground, and after that, you know, it's over. The rest is just picking up, you know, just noticing the pieces left and allowing life to give you what's left and knowing what to do. do with it rather than to be so lost. You know, it's happiness is it's not to have the perfect body and the right amount of money and the, you know, all of it's about being happy from where we are right here, right now, and it is possible. And I love that also, Jenny, for people who there's just no way they could get to the 9-day school like that financially, we have help. We have a foundation that assists people who qualify. We just don't want anyone in the world to miss this. I call it the school of you.
Yeah, that's the best name for it. Mm. And also, Katie, I want to share with everyone that, and I was thinking of this myself, and what wonderful Christmas presents to give a book of Katie's or a CD and a DVD. And I noticed that I'm on your website right now that you have a wonderful packet of a 3D special order with a wonderful price. So if you want to give a great Christmas present that will be used over and over and over again, any of Katie's books, any of Katie's CDs or tapes are just fabulous. And again, her website is thework.com.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say thework.com? Yeah. And Katie, Chris is here with us. He's actually in the Canary Islands. Chris, are you there? So I guess
I am.
Oh, good.
Hi, Chris.
I'm here. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Usually, as our format goes, Katie, Chris will just give a brief overview. Is that okay with you?
Oh, I'd love it.
And Katie, thank you again so much over and over again. And you know, we'd just like to invite you to tell us whatever we can do to support your work. I'd love you to be a regular in Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise magazine, if you were so inclined to have a regular article in there every month.
Oh, that's so sweet, honey. Thank you, Jenny. I love you too, honey.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing such amazing work in the world.
Aw, thank you, Katie. So, Chris, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Good. So, thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much, Katie. Thank you for taking the time to share your wisdom and this powerful process that you teach. And just briefly to review, what Katie has said is the work takes us to our own wisdom. It's four questions and a turnaround. And I love the thing that Katie has often said, that judge your neighbor, write it down, ask four questions and turn it around. And it's as simple as that. It's a powerful, simple process. The first question is it true? So, and it begins with a stressful thought, any stressful thought. And Ted was kind enough to give the example of this thought so many of us share, probably everyone almost at some point or another in the world, that I'm not good enough. And the first question is it true? The second question, can I absolutely know that that's true? The third question, how do you react when you believe that thought? What happens? How does it affect you and the people around you? The fourth question, who would you be without that thought? Who would you be without that thought? And then Katie says she invites people to turn it around. Turn it around means to give the opposite. If the thought is life isn't fair, life is fair, or to substitute, to put myself in the place of that which I am judging or that which my thought is about. So life isn't fair, I'm not fair. Where have I not been fair in my life? Maybe toward myself in my own life or toward others. Those four questions in the turnaround are on the worksheet, which Katie has made available on her worksite on the website, thework.com. Thework.org also works, but thework.com. And there's a whole section there that explains the work, and you can download the worksheet. And then on the worksheet itself are provided the four questions in this turnaround. And Katie shared with us that when we are not at war with reality, then all options are available, unlimited options, right here, visible and clear. There's no mistake in it. All the terror that exists in the world exists in our mind, and only all of it, 100% of it. When we identify with our thoughts then that's what gives rise to the terror. And she said that the mind will prove to us that the thought we're having is true. It will bring up all the images, all the reasons, all the arguments, all the conclusions about why those thoughts we're holding are true. And the only way to get out of this vicious cycle is to investigate the truth of the thought. And when we go in, what Katie said is that the, who we really are is there and comes up to meet those thoughts. And as we ask these four questions, then the mind will tell us that, what is really true for us. She said that there's no longer any excuse, once we've done the work, there's no longer any excuse not to do what we know is right because it's effortless. She shared with us this quote from Einstein, "There is only one important question to answer, is the universe friendly?" And when anyone understands that, when they understand truly deeply in the heart of their being that the universe is kind, then they no longer need this work because whatever happens, it is perfect. We know that it's coming from kindness. We know that it is coming from that place of allowing us to experience the greatest joy and fulfillment in our life. Even if our limbs get cut off, if whatever happens to us, it doesn't matter. Knowing that the universe is kind, then the mind immediately knows why that is true, because the mind is aware of its own true nature. And to believe anything else would be to believe that God is a sadist. And there, that is simply nothing more than believing a stressful thought. And like every other stressful thought, the thing to do with that thought is to investigate it. She said, this is not positive affirmation, it's the real deal. It's getting down to what is true. And asking the question, if the issue is I'm not good enough, then where generally, where genuinely are you good enough? She said that Katie shared with us that she came to see that I'm good enough to be right here, right now. I'm a woman sitting in a chair talking to a friend. That's my job. There's nothing more that I need to be. Someone has to do me, and there's no one that can do me as well as I can. There's no one in the world that can do any of us better than we can do ourselves. That I am supposed to have these hands, this hair, this age, this weight. And am I good enough to do that? Of course you are. So, and what she said is that what we discover is that the same thoughts come up, but as we do the work, it becomes a completely different world. It changes in and of itself. That the addictions, these things that we come to when we believe our thoughts, then we believe, oh, I don't have enough money, then we go to eat, or we get a cigarette, or we take some alcohol or some drugs, or we yell at our children. As long as I believe those stressful thoughts, then we simply act as more immature children and those addictions kick in. When we investigate using the simple process of the work, then what happens is that we don't have to lose the addictions lose us. Katie shared with us that many people will come up to her and say that I was smoking before, but the smoking left me. I was doing this before, but it left me. I was overweight, and somehow, and now I have lost the weight. Not because I was trying, but because simply I investigated the truth of my thoughts. Life is not the problem. Life is perfect. And the thoughts that we hold, the stressful thoughts that are superimposed on life, that's the problem. That's the hell. That's the confusion. That's where we lie, where we cheat, where we steal, where we hate ourselves for it. So when we question what we believe, then life changes and we step into reality. And Janet and I both so sincerely invite every one of you who is listening to go to thework.com, to go through the wonderful materials that are there. Katie has been kind enough to put up on there excerpts, audio excerpts that you can listen of her doing the work with many different people and give you a direct experience of that. We know that it's very close to New Year's. The New Year's cleanse is held right at the beginning of the year. I think it's the first week or so of the new year. But for any of you that have the freedom, have the opportunity, go to the website, and if you can, take advantage of that. It's 2 weeks from now. If you have that freedom, go and do it. It's one of the most remarkable experiences that you can have. And the school, as Janet mentioned, both Janet and I have been through the school for the work, and I love what Katie says. It's the school of you. It is one of the deepest, most profound experiences that you have. And what Katie said is that life has not only changed, but it continues to change. And that's the experience that Janet and I have had. So after taking the school, after doing the work for so many years, the work begins to live inside of you, as Katie said. It's like a virus that simply is unraveling those stressful thoughts as they come up. And with that, then life does become what it really is, this bright, beautiful, wonderful, joyful, fulfilling place that all of us have the opportunity to live in, to serve each other, to support each other. And so, Janet, I'll turn it back over to you.
Chris, thank you so much.
That was great.
Isn't he just so wonderful?
That was wonderful. You know, the only thing that I didn't say, so you couldn't pass on, Chris, was the New Year's cleanse. You can come for an hour, you can come for a day, you can fly in and stay at the hotel, and the airport shuttle will take you back and forth. But it's kind of a free for all, and it's a very casual thing, and it's like stepping into a womb. Like stepping into the head, and we just go for it, just all day long. It's amazing.
And thank you, Katie, so much again and again for being with us and for all the love you spread across the universe with your wonderful work and opening up so many hearts with what you do. So thank you, Katie.
You're welcome, Jenny. You're welcome. You're so describing you.
Oh.
And thank you. Thank you.
Life
is a turnaround, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll take that in. Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, you're welcome, honey. Thank you, Chris.
And for all of you
listening,
thank you for joining us this morning on the Dialogues with the Masters call. Next month, we'll have the wonderful Pooja Swamiji of Paramahansa Nikatan Ashram, and he'll be sharing with you about the International Conference on Yoga in Rishikesh, India, which I'm going to be one of the people that are invited to share what both Chris and I teach, the Passion Test, and there'll be every wonderful yogi master there that if you like yoga, you'll want to be there because it is wonderful. And Pooja Swamiji will be talking a lot about all of the wonderful things that go on and who you can meet. It was there that I met Sun Yogi, who hasn't eaten since 1996. And, so there's a lot of fun that we'll have when we're on the phone and the things that he'll share. And then in February, we have Rahasya, who is a mystic, a physician, and a spiritual teacher. And then more to come during the year. So if you have friends that you know would like to enjoy being able to sit and just have profound knowledge once a month, this is a wonderful opportunity for them to join us on the Dialogues with the Masters call. We'd like to open it up and say good day to all of you, and we just hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Join Katie for her New Year's cleanse. Don't forget www.thework.org. www.thework.com for your Christmas presents. Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Good morning.
Bye, everyone. Good morning.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.